Hello, I'm the Infinity Theorist Quick Spinoff Enthusiast, and welcome back to ITUR Infinity Theorist Unscripted Rants. Today we will be talking about rumors of Daisy Johnson appearing in Secret Invasion. Yes, I know, that's kind of a rumor topic, but oh well, it's probably not going to happen, but there was a lot of evidence for it, so let me do my insane pitch. Alright, so firstly, we've got all of the evidence on Instagram, and Twitter and everything. There was the whole Daisy's back thing, that one Instagram post Chloe Bennett made. That one's a bit of a stretch, I will admit. But it's a bit of a stretch, but I did see that as used as evidence in the AOS community. there was also the tweet. That's more definitive evidence in by Chloe Bennett in response to some random person hating on her. She said that, okay, hold on, I need to find the exact tweet because I forgot what it was. She was like something about something didn't age. Your tweets aren't going to age well was the quote in response to someone saying that, like, the best actor on a soap opera wasn't an achievement or whatever. and so she responded, like, hey, man, your tweets probably aren't going to age well. And there was also the original tweet was made in context to, you know, Daisy Johnson returning, Chloe Bennett is Daisy Johnson returning to the MCU. and, yeah. So that was one piece of evidence. And then also, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure if this is real or not, I think Marvel Studios tweeted something about a cameo in episode 6 of Secret Invasion, right? Cameo in episode 6 of Secret Invasion. I'm not sure if that was a real tweet or not, but was it? I don't know if it was a real tweet or not. That might have just been an edit I saw on Instagram, because I do not have Twitter. And I probably will not get Twitter, because it is currently a dumpster fire. yeah. So those are some pieces of evidence that Daisy Johnson is coming back. Now, I do want to talk about how that would affect the AOS community in specific ways. Like, what would this mean? What would it mean? So if she came back as, you know, Daisy Johnson from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. played by Chloe Bennett, I don't think we'd have any problems. I think everyone would be perfectly happy with that, and we'd all just be doing great. That's our ideal situation. However, it's probably not going to be our actual situation, right? More likely, she's going to come back as a sort of soft reboot of the character, probably as a mutant instead of an inhuman, which they did that with Kamala. I don't particularly agree with it, because I'm still a firm believer that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is canon, but it's okay if they do that. I mean, it's not going to change too much. the Inhumans arc in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was very similar to how mutant oppression thing in the comics and X-Men and everything. So if they make Daisy a mutant, I'm not going to be too surprised. It'll be fine. And if they, that's the more likely option. They might take away her entire backstory, because if they bring her back like Daredevil did, Daredevil came back and we still don't know if the Netflix shows are canon, right? But if they bring Daisy back, and they make her immune, it's probably going to decanonize Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I hope not. But yeah, that might happen. They're probably not going to recast her. That was one thing that I was very worried about before when the rumors just started like 2 years ago. I was worried that they were going to recast her, which, I mean, she's played literally every version of Daisy Johnson ever. So yeah, I was worried that they're gonna cast it. They're probably not gonna do that. Instead, what they're probably going to do is they're going to reboot the character. They're going to give her a different backstory, which is going to cause a split is in the AOS community is where I was going. It's going to cause a split. There are going to be some people who like it, some people who don't, some people who are okay with the change, but really would prefer Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to remain canon. And as we know, Marvel doesn't really like acknowledging Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And there are a lot of things that could happen if Daisy Johnson returned to the MCU. But yeah, it would be really interesting to see Daisy return to the MCU. I would love to see her, any version of her, right? But I do prefer the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version because, you know, that 7 seasons of character growth, you know? But also, I could see why Marvel would, you know, add in the new version. And my personal take on this is that, or my stance is that they should bring back the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version of her and not reboot the character. But what I think will happen is that they will reboot the character. There will be a split in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. community. There will be some people, as I said before, who agree with it, some people who don't. There will be some people not who agree with it. Let me rephrase that. There will be some people who tolerate it and are like, okay, well, I mean, if this is all we're going to get, this is all we're going to get. There are going to be people like that. And then there are going to be people like, well, they should give us more. That's 7 seasons of writing, of amazing character growth that they just threw away, you know? That's going to be what they're going to do. It's going to happen that if Daisy Johnson does reappear, that's going to be the split in the community. I can't talk today. I am so sorry. I'm stuttering over my words because I do not have, like, notes or anything. I just recorded this. Anyway, they're going to do things. So, yeah. That's gonna be what's going to happen if Daisy Johnson does appear with a reboot. Now, here's the least likely thing that they're going to do. There are two. There's the most likely first. Let's do the most likely first, which is that they're just not going to bring her back at all. And this is going to be another Mephisto. And we're all just going to make fun of everyone who... we're going to make fun of ourselves by that. I mean by that. Of everyone who... We're going to make fun of everyone who thought she was going to come back. But yeah, we're just going to make fun of ourselves. That's what happened with Mephisto and WandaVision. I'm cool with that, honestly. I would prefer to come back, but, like, at the same time, I think I would prefer... I don't know if I would prefer a rebooted version or a just, like, not at all. I've said not at all, but that might be better. I don't know. If you did a rebooted version, you could probably use a different character to serve the same purpose. And not throw away 7 seasons of character growth. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's the most likely option. There's not gonna be a cameo. Then the least likely option is if they're going to recast her. Now, no one is going to like this. And my prediction for that would be people either... There are going to be some people who are hating on Marvel, right? Which is the proper thing to do because they're the ones who, you know, made the decision. And then there are going to be some people who are hating on the new actor, which I do not particularly agree with because that new actor is... They're just like... They got a part that's not... It's like when Wyatt Russell was given death threats for playing John Walker, right? It's not the actor's fault. It's the character. It's the producers. It's the people who made the decisions. And so... If there is a new person playing Daisy Johnson, I'm not going to, like, hate on them. I'm going to criticize them in a proper way, you know? Like, I'm going to criticize them the same way I would criticize, you know, a new character. Like, how I would treat them like a new, completely new character, not at all related to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? And I would, like, completely... I would try to leave all my biases aside. But I would... Yeah. And that's what I recommend everyone else do, you know? Treat this like a new character completely instead of, you know, a reboot of a popular Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character, right? That's what you would do. That's, again, this is the least likely option. Marvel's not going to recast Chloe Bennett. They've had her as the sole Daisy Johnson for years, and... the fans love her, so they're probably not gonna recast her if they do end up having Daisy in the movies and the shows in the MCU. But if they do, don't hate the actor. Don't hate the actor, because it's not their fault. It's the people who made the decision's fault. It's people higher up who are deciding. You know what? We need to get rid of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we need to like flush that through the toilet. You know, that's a weird metaphor, but yeah, it's those people who are doing that and like completely rebooting things. And the reboot is a different character, right? Especially in the multiverse, it's like how Loki is a different character than Sylvie, right? The rebooted version of Daisy would be a completely different character and should be treated as such. That is pretty much just my point for this podcast. But yeah, Daisy could be coming back in Secret Invasion, could be not. I don't know. I'm hoping if she does, she is played by Chloe Bennett again, because she's always been, and great. She's a great actress, and yeah. And if she doesn't, well, that's fine too. Mephisto effect. I made a video on that a couple years ago. But yeah, that's all I have for this admittedly chaotic and stuttering over my own words, podcast episode. But yeah, that's everything for this today. Goodbye.